exhibit is called David Bowie Is, and there's a reason for that. Over the course of the iconoclastic performer's 46-year career, defining just who David Bowie is has been an endless game in the media and popular culture. Singer, dancer, actor, provocateur, gender bender, the exhibit tries to capture all of it. Co-curator Jeffrey Marsh says it has plenty for fans of Bowie, and even for those who aren't exactly fans but who are intrigued by how he shaped his times. There are the costumes he used to adopt different personas.
There are original Ziggy Stardust costumes. There is the Pierrot costume from Ashes to Ashes. There's the thin white Duke costume, the Union Jack frock coat design that David worked up with Alexander McQueen in 96-97, which is on the front cover of Earthling. I suppose the next categories of material, which are particularly interesting, is the original lyrics. I mean, David's got original lyrics for, you know, he's written hundreds of songs, and in the exhibition there's lyrics for about 17 of them. 5 years, Life on Mars, lots and lots of the classics.
On top of all that, the exhibit contains Bowie's drawings, sketches, summary sheets, and his ideas for his records, his costume designs, and other materials that show the amount of work that went into creating not only the various identities he took on over the years. As Marsh points out, David Bowie has always been an invention.
Lots and lots of people say, I've met David Bowie, I've interviewed David Bowie, but sort of David Bowie doesn't exist. The person who was born in the 8th of January 1947 is someone called David Robert Jones, and David Bowie is a sort of construction.
That construction has inspired supporters, antagonized critics, and long baffled the media. Who was this strangely costumed person in elaborate makeup? And how to describe his music? Was it rock and roll or disco or something else entirely? All of this confusion, Jeffrey Marsh says, was in service to Bowie's overall philosophy.
I think his key message to people is, don't follow me, look at what you want to be, and go and do it. Because that's the one thing that you can do uniquely in life.
Exhibit visitors are given headphones fitted with a GPS system that tracks them through the museum.
So there is a soundtrack to the exhibition. You're in this sonic landscape as you walk through the exhibition. So, for example, when you go up to the case that's talking about Space Oddity, Space Oddity comes on and plays, and you don't have to do anything. And then when you walk away, it fades out.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom.
What we really wanted to do was to try and show how an artist works, where they get their ideas from, how they realize those imaginatively, and then practically how do they make them.
David Bowie Is remains in Toronto until November 27th, then it travels to Chicago and elsewhere in the U.S., to Sao Paulo, Brazil, and then back to Europe. For VOA News, I'm Richard Paul.